I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Shane Murphy from the All Council House. Good afternoon, Shane. How are you?
Good afternoon, Eric. I'm great. After the weather yesterday, we're all in great form.
By God, and I was only saying, it really, really picks everyone up, doesn't it? Everyone is just such a positive vibe about them when that good weather is there for the weekend. Even though today is a little bit chilly, but look, it's still dry and we're in for a good week. I think reasonable enough week anyway, so we can't complain too much. Shane, this week we're going to talk a little bit about dementia. First of all, I suppose, can just explain a little bit what dementia is?
Well, dementia, people get confused. Like, dementia and Alzheimer's are very closely associated with each other. Alzheimer's is a disease of the brain, and dementia isn't. But if you have Alzheimer's, you more than likely have dementia. So they both work hand in hand. You can have dementia on its own without Alzheimer's, but more often than not, when you have Alzheimer's, you have dementia.
Right.
And I suppose one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this today really was that just to make people aware of dementia and make them aware that, you know, an early diagnosis is so important, because if it carries on and you don't, you know, people, you know, that with memory loss and et cetera, people get worried and get stressed about sharing this and talk to people about it and worrying people about it. And, you know, with an early diagnosis, there's so many things that can be done. And even there are some forms of medication that will actually help people as well. So the earlier the diagnosis, the better for this. So I suppose, you know, I just mentioned, you know, some of the, like, I mean, obviously memory loss is the most important one.
Yeah.
But another one is problems with language, finding the right words if you're just not, you know, not actually connecting in with the
words. Yeah.
Change in mood and behavior. I suppose another one that people don't think about is if you become confused, you know, if you're at home or something like that, and you can't, you know, kind are looking around and don't realize how to even get out of the room or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are all small things. Like you and I, both of us have probably had times where we've kind of forgotten about things in our past and just got confused and things. So I suppose the other thing about dementia is that it can affect you at any age. People associate this with older people, but it can affect you at any stage. And another reason I wanted to talk about this is that stress can bring on dementia, and it can make it worse. Like, I have clients who have dementia, and I definitely noticed a change over the last 6 months with the whole pandemic and the stress actually bringing the dementia on. So, you know, it's all about, you know...
And I suppose, Shane, maybe just to go on that, I suppose, how does it start, or what is the cause of it?
Well, that's the problem. Like, I mean, there is no definitive answer around it. You know, it is a form of brain disease if it's Alzheimer's, but dementia on its own can be anything, really. Like, I mean, it's just one of those things that we don't actually know where it comes from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be stress, it can be anything. I don't want, you know, I mean...
Yeah, you can't pinpoint anything at all, but you know that stress can exacerbate it a bit, or...
If you have it, like, I mean, you know, I mean, you can have very mild dementia and then stress, and I mean, I suppose, you know, I mean, the reason I'm talking about this as a psychotherapist is around the fact that, you know, what we've put up, what has happened to us over the last year has caused a huge amount of stress in people's bodies and in their minds. And, you know, I mean, we need to be aware of, you know, the small changes within ourselves. And, you know, talking about dementia and talking about this subject, you know, I mean, if someone is kind of noticing something different inside them that they can't really put their finger on it, like, there's no harm in asking a doctor, because a doctor is the only person that can diagnose it. They're the person that can do the test to see if you get it. Like, so, I mean, really, like, I really want to reiterate with this that if you notice any change in yourself, something that you haven't noticed before, there's so many, you know, there's so much out there that can actually help people with dementia. You know, as I said, there's medication, you know, there's the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. You know, there's so many things that can help people as they're going along. And I suppose one of the things, if you have a diagnosis with dementia, is, you know, is writing things down and talking to people about it. You know, I mean, again, it's something that we kind of try to protect our friends and loved ones from. And it's so important that we talk about these things, you know. It's like everything we've talked about since I started with you in October.
Yeah.
You know, talking about these things openly is so important, you know.
And I suppose for someone that may... think they have symptoms or like that, I mean, really, their first call is to a doctor if there's something like that, because, I mean, there's no one test to diagnose a type of dementia. It's a range of assessments and tests. So, you know, you're not just going to go to the doctor and he's going to diagnose you with dementia. It doesn't absolutely work like that. There is a lot of assessments. There's a lot of tests there to eventually probably diagnose that or something like that. So, you know, people don't need to be worried or anything. Or, you know, as you said earlier on, we all forget stuff like that. I'm brilliant at it anyway, forgetting stuff and where did I put this, and I'm great at putting stuff in a safe place and God only knows where I put it. But I mean, these are not necessarily signs that you have dementia or anything like that. But as you said, it's the stuff that the everyday stuff maybe that, you know, it just doesn't feel right, or it's, you know.
I mean, as you just said there, like, I mean, we've all gone into the house and the next morning gone downstairs and said, where did I put my keys?
Yeah.
You know, so those are things that they're fine, like, but it's kind of when you start noticing that you're forgetting things more often, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you might be forgetting things like, you know, people, you know, 2 or 3 days ago, somebody might have said something to you to do something and be somewhere, and you've completely forgotten about it. Yeah, they're kind of more obvious, you know. I mean, if someone says something to you to do something important 2 days ago, you more likely will remember it.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to get people to be aware of dementia and be aware that it's okay to talk about this, and it's okay to get a diagnosis, because getting a diagnosis the earlier the better is so important. And I suppose carrying on from our conversation last week, I suppose when you get a diagnosis, the one key thing that actually happens to people is they experience grief, you know, because it's a grief of a loss of remembering things in the future. Because I suppose the word dementia, the word Alzheimer's, everyone knows it. And
yeah. Unfortunately, they do know, because, I mean, it seems to be ever increasing at the moment, year on year, it seems to be increasing the amount of people that pick up dementia or Alzheimer's or anything like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, you get a diagnosis, you actually know what it is, and the first thing you think about is the fact that you're going to have a loss of memory. And I suppose, you know, there's two forms of grief that you get from dementia, and one is anticipatory grief, which is obviously your grief around what you're going to lose in the future.
Yeah.
Lose your memory of your loved ones, lose names and stuff like that. And I suppose one of the other big things around grief is for the carer, for the family member, that they are, you know, around them, and they can see them losing their memory. And there's a grief there as well, that you're losing that person. You know what I mean? If someone's a person that you would have a conversation with on a regular basis, and they would be, you know, talk about politics or any of that, and suddenly they're not, it's not there, but they're still there in front of you. You know, it's hard for the carers, you know, as much as it is for the person who's actually dealing with it. So, you know, again, like, I mean, you know, what we talk about, I suppose, around grief and stuff, it's the same again, like, you know, accept your feelings, don't bottle them up, and talk to people about them, you know, and even talk to the person who's actually feeling the dementia, that you're both feeling the same grief is very important, you know, that you're both feeling the same way, you know, that you can talk about these things.
Yeah, I suppose, like, a lot of us would forget about the carer as well, and I mean, it as you say, it can be, or it is just as difficult, you know, because you are going to lose that person, obviously not physically, but mentally, which is probably...
Carer.
Yeah, it can be extremely hard. And as you said, but talking about all these things, it does help, and it I suppose you've between the sufferer and the carer, you have a shared grief, and it's something that she can relate to for however long. But at least it's something that you're still connected together, and is very important to talk together about it.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the other things that's coming out at the moment is that you know, people that have dementia and Alzheimer's, is one of the things that they actually notice. Is a correlation that of people actually losing things like a sense of smell. You know, I mean, when we have dementia, we're thinking of actually words and memories. We don't realize that people lose things like a sense of smell. You know, they're seeing with the hear it. You know, because, you know, your link between your brain to your eyes. You know, that's actually what's going down. So even things like that, even a sense of smell, sense of taste, sense of touch, there's so many different things that we don't, you know, it's not the most obvious thing you think about.
No, I didn't know that myself, in honest. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I mean, these are all new findings that are coming out. Like, I mean, there's so much, with the Dementia Ireland, like, I mean, they give so much information. And I suppose that's one of the other things I'm going to bring to there is that the support is out there. You know, I have
friends
who, and bear in mind, even in the current climate, there's support out there. There's Zoom calls. There's people there to support you in whatever way. And one of the other things that people find really, really helpful is that they can actually talk to other people that have dementia.
Yeah,
when you're talking to someone else that actually has to say, you can actually say out loud what you're feeling. And if the other person says, oh, actually, no, I've noticed that my sense of smell is gone as well, you actually say to yourself, oh, right, I'm not completely losing it. Like,
right, I know what you mean. Yeah.
There's someone else out there. It's so important to talk to like-minded people in the same situation.
Yeah.
You a sense of community, a sense of family, a sense of belonging, you know, because, you know, dementia it affects everybody individually, and it could take years for your dementia to fully take over. Or you can actually go through a phase where you actually have dementia and it doesn't go to full extent of where you completely lose your memory.
Right. So you could have a certain amount of it, but it'll stay stable, like you're saying, is it?
Yeah, it'll stay stable, and you won't at the end of it literally have no memory or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Actually have just loss of memory, loss of smell. And, you know, as I say, it's so different and so unique to each individual people.
Yeah.
It's so important to talk about this. And again, it's kind of one of those subjects that people struggle to talk about. And that's why I wanted to get it on the airwaves today. It's just to get people to look at themselves, recognize if there's something going on and something off, and just ring your doctor and say, look. And look, the doctor will ask you a set of questions, and, you know, they'll get from that whether there's something going on or not. So, I mean, early diagnosis is so important in this. So that people can actually, and I mean, the other big thing about early diagnosis is that it gives you that time as well with your loved one or your cared one, that, you know, you have the time to talk about things in the past, spend more time together.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I suppose one of the other things that people struggle with dementia is around money and things like that. So sorting out the finances, they confuse a 1 euro coin and a 50 cents coin and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We even confuse that ourselves, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, these things that you have to put in place to help the people around finance and all these things we put in place. And bear in mind, these are taking the stress off the individual person.
Yeah, and that is it. Like, and I mean, as you said earlier on, Director, there is fantastic support there at the moment for people with dementia, and Alzheimer's and all these different, like, there is lots and lots of support out there. There's lots of information out there, and just to go and you know, don't be afraid to bite the bullet and just go and you know, ask and talk. And it's the same repetitive thing that we say every week: talk to someone, keep talking, keep those communication lines open.
That's the key message I'm trying to get across, is that talk about anything that's going on for you, talk about any feelings and emotions, and don't be scared to talk to someone about this. Talk to someone, because as I say, our biggest fear is that we worry someone else, that we're going to burden someone else.
Yes.
And when we worry and about a diagnosis, we're really not helping anyone. You know, when we're doing that, because the longer it goes on, the less time you have to either get it sorted, or the less time you have of actually being available to talk and connect with your friends and family and sharing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Right, so Shane, on that note, we'll leave it. Thank you very much again for joining us. A pleasure as always, and hopefully we'll do it again next week.